This week is packed with breaking news, from brand new sets and series for 2024 and Fortnite. Those are our top topics, but there's a lot of other ones as well, so stay tuned for this week's breaking news. Today's episode is brought to you by Back to Brickware, my newest venture into the Eiffel merchandise, the ultimate Lego-inspired clothing line that's not just fashionable, but also celebrates the very foundation of the Lego system we all know and love. Imagine minimalist designs that seamlessly blend style and nostalgia. Back to Brickware brings you high-quality apparel inspired by the iconic Lego bricks we know and love. Each piece is crafted with precision and attention to detail, making it a must-have for any Lego enthusiast. These aren't just your average threads. We're talking about minimalist designs that don't scream at you, but just show your nerddom in a classy way. And of course, they're inspired by designs found in the Lego system. And you know what screams quality? Embroidery. Almost every piece is stitched with love, featuring those iconic Lego elements. It's like wearing your childhood memories, but making them fashionable. So whether you're a hardcore Eiffel or just want to rock some seriously cool gear, check out the Back to Brickware page on Etsy. Dive into the collection, embrace the Lego spirit, and let's make some memories together. Back to Brickware, where the style meets nostalgia. Head over to the Back to Brick Etsy page and let the fashion adventure begin. Happy building, my friends.
Lego.
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 Breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Back to Brick. I'm your host, Garrett, and this is the podcast where we talk with fellow Eiffels about their Lego designs, and we get down to the breaking news every week to talk about all the things Lego has been up to. Thank you for coming and listening to the podcast or watching on YouTube, which you can do both now. You can subscribe to both and keep up to date as I am posting both as much as possible. I am really excited to have the YouTube channel because then you get to see what I'm talking about and experience it visually as well as audibly. But the podcast is a great way to do it while you're on travel. Now, if you would like to really support the podcast, you can head over to our Patreon and you can become a Lego stud where you'll get the podcast episodes early, different designs that I've done. I did the Alien Nostromo as a mini model recently. It was a retro engineer, so I can't take credit. But it is digitally, so you can have that if you want to build it. And if you really want to support, you can also get some of our merch, which I just came out with, which I'm very proud about. It's classy. It's got embroidery to it. And it'll be great. You'll look great and be an Eiffel, well, not in disguise, but minimally. Now, for this week's admin, it's just kind of getting busy, trying to look for a job now more so, and definitely focusing on building this as much as I can. The Instagram's growing, but I'm really trying to grow my YouTube presence and figure out what my niche is. There's so many things I want to do, but how do I focus and what are you guys interested in? If you could let me know what you really want to see or hear about, please leave it in the comments. In the comments on YouTube. You can also message me on Instagram, BackToBrick2, or in my email, which is also listed in the description, because I want to make sure that I'm giving myself to you in the best way, because some of these designs I've done, I can teach you how to do studio and become a Lego designer digitally, because that's what I do the most. And I can't afford all the Lego sets all the time because, well, one, they're expensive, and having to do that as a Lego influencer, it kind of sucks to do all the time. I'd love to, but it's just too expensive. So that's pretty much the admin this week. We're going to talk a lot about new sets, and we're going to talk about Fortnite because I know that a lot of people are very excited about that. We will do a Lego set review at the end of the episode. This week's set is 40499 Santa's Sleigh. So make sure to stay and through the end of the episode to hear what I think about that set. All right, that's it, and let's get into the breaking news. Just this past week, LEGO has officially closed one of their San Francisco LEGO stores. And this was located in the beleaguered San Francisco Center Mall. And it seems that there's a lot of break-ins. I mean, this has happened all across the country, as we've talked about before. But now LEGO has seen a higher increase in the San Francisco area. And that's honestly not unheard of. I mean, San Francisco is well known for its carjackings and car break-ins. And I mean, I've seen some major news on it, and it's crazy to think that people keep doing this at the LEGO store. Not sure if they're going to be opening more or they're just going to pull out of the area for a while until this kind of goes down, but I doubt that is going to happen anytime soon. In Newport, Kentucky, there's going to be a brand new cafe. This one is called The Brickery. It's a LEGO bakery, the first of its kind. It opens this week on the Levee, which I guess is one of their shopping centers, and it's going to be opening from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. There's some great photographs of the place. It's got different building sections. Of course, there's going to be play areas for kids and, well, why not the adult section? They're going to have the Super Mario, Harry Potter, and a bunch of Star Wars and Marvel as well. There's kinetic sculptures that they can play with. And having a press release just coming out talking about how they're really excited to introduce this cafe to the community and talk about why they opened it. And I think it's a great way to get engagement in the community as well as, well, building Lego and having a cup of coffee or a snack while you do it. Lego is having another VIP points on this coming weekend. From the 8th to the 12th of December, it's going to be double VIP points weekend again. It's just before the holiday season, so they're trying to encourage more people to come out. I wonder what their numbers were for this VIP week, or excuse me, Insiders Week, and this past Black Friday week, because maybe they didn't get as much. I doubt it, though. There's a lot of cool sets that came out and definitely encouraging people to continue to buy. If you haven't gotten the set you want, this is the weekend to get double VIP points for those sets just prior to the Christmas season. If you do go and have some purchases on this VIP weekend, that means you can get some gifts with purchase. For $150, you can get the set of the Wintertime Carriage Ride, and for $70, you can get the Christmas decor set, which is those three ornaments. So that's a nice added bonus to encourage you to go not only get the VIP points, but get those gifts with purchase. Lego has partnered up with Hermes, which is a lie. They did not, but having an AI photo generate of one of their bags makes it look like they have. Somebody created an AI generated Hermes bag with the Birkin bag, which is, if you don't know what a Birkin bag is, good, because you really don't need to know, but it's a, I think, almost $14,000 bag, and there's like a long, long list, or like 2-year line for it. So maybe you can just build out a Lego, but this is just AI generated, meaning that it's not real, and it will never be real, especially because no one needs a Lego Birkin bag. There are people that have designed Lego handbags and things like that, which are pretty cool, but I don't think we'll see an Hermes collaboration anytime soon. All right, now we're going to get into the main event. There are two major sections we're going to talk about here today, and this section is about the newest releases for 2024. So we're going to go through all the different series that have had some releases and talk about, or not releases, I guess reveals, excuse me, of what the sets are and a little bit of detail behind them as I scroll through them here. LEGO Friends 2024 sets, and a lot of these sets are based around space. To dive in, we're going to get the Stargazers camping vehicle. So you get a camper with a little, a vehicle with a camper tent on top, but then it comes to the stargazing section, which I think is really cool because they have the Big Dipper outline, they've got a little galaxy 2x2 tile, and then a 3x3 tile, which is the moon. I'd love that piece. I think it's a really cool way to encourage stargazing for that. The Mars Space Base and Rocket. So you've got a stand-up rocket, similar to what we're going to see probably from SpaceX once they finally do launch. And then the base itself has these new dome pieces, similar to what the greenhouse or horticulture garden has. And the friend sets in spacesuits. Mobile cafe, so it's a little three-wheeled cart that has a cafe on it. The Autumn Baby Cow Shed, so we've got a little baby cow, and it's a 5-plus set, so it's got just small details to it with two Friends figures. The Mini Boutique, which is what we've talked about already, it was a 6-plus set with a little design to it. Electric Car and Charger, so it does have a car with the little solar panel charger that's on one of those tiles that the Super Mario Brothers sets have come on, and I think that's pretty cool. Not sure, it's probably a sticker, and it comes with a little dog as well. Karaoke party. So you've got a karaoke room with the speakers and the lights and all the really cool designs. Of course, you got to have balloons for the party. There's a cat playground adventure. So it's just a playground that you'd see for kids, but instead they did it for cats, which I think is fun. Vintage fashion store. So the fashion store has the downstairs section is the storefront and the upstairs is a apartment for the person to go and play. Heart Lake City talent show. So it's more of a stage show that's got a lot of lights and making you want to play and have a good band go out and do that. Farm Animal Sanctuary. You've got a tractor, you've got the full barn, and of course a couple animals and a fun little windmill to it. The Popstar tour bus. So they've done these a lot of times where the tour bus has a opening section and then they've got the stage and different things on there. Ollie's in Paisel's family house, which I talked about before, which is the two houses combined. Farm Animal Hospital. So this is a 4-plus set, and it's got just the basics that you can have a little tractor as well. The hot dog truck, which I think is pretty funny. It's kind of like a food truck in the shape of a hot dog. The horse and pony trailer, just the horse and a pony trailer. And that's Friends for 2024 so far. It's a lot of sets, and they're all creatively designed. A lot of fun new pieces that they're utilizing. And I think that having the Friends line like this continue is just a wonderful way to promote in this section of building with Lego. The next series is Lego City for 2024. I'm going to run through them just as I did before. We're going to get Burger Van. So it's similar smoothie stand that came out before. It's got the shape of a burger on the back of a truck where people are selling it. A race car, standard race car, but this time they've got a couple new pieces. Those curved or rounded corner pieces to it. And someone driving, of course, you have a trophy as well. Go-karts and race drivers. Two go-karts you can race around, you can build your own track. I always love going go-karting. It's been a while, so I should probably go again. Construction steamroller, so it's got the front section is the their wheels, or I guess you could think of them back at rocket engine pieces in the shape for the steamroller piece, and then you can curve and do it around there because, well, you need to flatten those Lego roads, so you put some tiles down. Monster truck, it's a monster truck. It's got large wheels. The emergency ambulance, a 4-plus set. So it's got two minifigures and an ambulance in the interesting colors of lime and turquoise. And emergency rescue helicopter. They've got a new cockpit piece, which I think is really cool, transparent. The race car and car carrier. So it's got a race car on the back of this truck that you can lower it down and have some race and transport to the next race. Fire rescue motorcycle, 4-plus set. So you got a motorcycle with a fire hose on it. So I don't know how that thing drives because water is not easy to carry. Fire rescue helicopter, similar thing, but it's a smaller set, just a small cockpit to it. Fire engine and rescue boat. The boat, you'd have the standard like inflatable boat with a truck kind of pulling it. Not sure if it has the springs or shocks to drive over. And then there's a guy with campground that it's on fire, so they're trying to help put that out. And then you can also help out with a fire rescue plane. This plane does have a nice section underneath where you can open it up and drop the tiles that are plates that are. Well, not plates, wow. Bricks that are in shape and color of water, which is transparent blue. That was really hard to get through. Fire station with fire engine. This station is a little bit different than the one I've talked about with our Lego set review. It has a large fire truck, but it not only has one, but two stations. So if you want to get another fire truck, you can go it. And then it's got a main station and a drone again. Police car and muscle car chase. That's pretty much what it is, a police car, and then you have a muscle car that is actually a convertible and lots of really interesting pink colors to it. Police mobile crime lab truck, similar to what we just talked about with Friends. It opens up, it's got the whole crime lab in it, and they have a prisoner trying to escape down a tunnel, which is funny. And then the police prison island, so think of Alcatraz. This one has a couple different boats to it, a helicopter, the rock work, and of course there's going to be some detail in the back of it. That city 2024, so for the beginning of the year, a lot of focus on fire and police as, they do often. Maybe next time we'll see some hospital later in the year and maybe more construction. Now, one of the most exciting themes that I'm excited to see in 2024 is the Lego Creator 3-in-1. There's a lot of really cool ones for the Creator series. One is a peacock, The first one is a dragon. So we've got this really cute little dragon with these cute little eyes, and you can make a fish or a parrot out of it. The flatbed truck and helicopter. It's just a standard flatbed truck it's a bed that's flat with the helicopter on it. And you can build instead a fuel truck with a airplane or two vehicles, one a rat racer kind of hot rod vehicle. The most exciting one, I think, is the retro camera. Now, the camera itself has a little winding section, but it does have the film canisters to it that have little scenes to it. And I think that they've done a great job, similar to what they did with the Disney film camera than having these scenes. And you can turn it instead into a television or a full-on video camera, the old ones that you hold in your hand, and then the sides popped open to see what you're showing. Roller skate, which actually has pink wheels, and it's turquoise and a lot of different colors to it. Roller skating isn't just for in that color, but I think that they did a great and really unique job in choosing that. You can turn it into a boombox or another vehicle with pink tires. The flower in the watering can has a bunch of different flowers and a couple butterflies going to drink from there. You can make it into a vase or a pirate ship with some flowers on it. One of the fun ones I like is the wild safari animal, which is a a flamingo and a giraffe. The giraffe is really unique. I love the design that they did with the full-on definite scale with the hump on the back shoulder and the long and tall legs. And the other animals you can create are a butterfly with a lion, which I think that's also cool, and then two gazelles, so a baby gazelle and a mama gazelle. I mean, I don't know which one to pick. Should I do one or buy three different ones to have all three? Space astronaut. Now, this was a Lego idea submission twice that never got chosen, and they did it for this, where it's an astronaut floating in space. It does have a full-on jetpack to it. I don't like the legs. The legs are really pretty thin. You can make a rocket ship or a dog in a space suit, which I think is kind of funny, but it's kind of weird. Hamster house. Got two little hamsters that can climb around on a slide. They've got a little water feeder and then, of course, a wheel to it that they can run around on. It also can be a different, it looks like solar with a teeter-totter, and then a race car that you can put your hamsters in. There's a ukulele that has two kind of hibiscus-style flowers with a turquoise or very light turquoise or seafoam green style of ukulele. And I think that it looks beautiful and definitely something to display during, if you like that styling of it. Then there's also you can build a surfboard or you can build an island with a dolphin jumping out of the water. And then the largest one is the exotic peacock, which has the full spread of the peacock feathers, and you can also make it into a butterfly or a dragonfly. Those are your 3-in-1 sets. I think these ones are so creative, and they're also the hardest to create because you have to use only a certain amount of pieces to create three different models, and having all these different designs to them, bravo to the designers for this. Now, Lego City was already talked about, but now Lego City Space for 2024, another subset where they've done different box art and different sets. First one is the Space Construction Mech, so it's a guy in a spacesuit, but also constructing with a little robot to dig for some gems. Spacecraft and Asteroid Discovery, so you've got a small spacecraft, I guess, driving around looking for these asteroids and then bringing them back down for people to go through the lab and see what's there. The Interstellar Spaceship, which is kind of a wedge-shaped spaceship, and they've got a little drone as well that they can go explore the universe. The Explorer Rover with alien life. Couple, of course, green aliens coming out of the ground, and it's a six-wheeled rover, so it can go over different harder terrains. There's another one, the Command Rover, with a crane loader, so the Command Rover is bigger, and it has 8 wheels. There's still some little aliens to it, where the mech suit and the crane can lift up some of these rocks for more observation in the command center. Then there's the Modular Space Station, which is a full round structure with different solar panels, and you modular because you can change out the different pieces, move them around, and have the cool design. And the space base and rocket launcher. So the rocket launcher, of course, is a standardized rocket that's going to be able to launch off a ramp, not legitimately, but still cool. With the command center as a circular section fully enclosed, there's an airlock down at the bottom. A couple of the alien creatures where they actually, I didn't say it before, but they use the crown piece upside down, so it looks like little legs. And then they come with a space hover bike poly bag, which I think they did a nice depiction of not having wheels, but instead having two hover sections in the front to make you think about that. And having this space section means that they're continuing to broaden out to have that creative side of exploration. And I like this. I think they did a wonderful job with these. And if I was into buying city sets, these are the sum of them I would buy. Lego Monkey Kid 2024 sets. We've got the creative vehicle, which there's three different vehicles. You can have a car, a boat, and a Jet. I guess it's got two jet engine on and two minifigures. The Monkey Kids Mini Mech, so it's a monkey style mech where you can put the minifigure inside. It's got these cool little flags on the back end of it, and it is riding a cloud, which that's interesting to have a display piece for it. Maze Dragon Mech, so larger scale mech that has, it's actually section, like construction section around it with different figures and little robots working on it and building on it with a large transparent neon green sword. And so not a ton for the Monkey Kid, but they always do a really good job in building these mechs, since that's really one of the bigger focus, that as well as on Ninjago. Lego Technic line for 2024. Heavy duty bulldozer. So it's got a bulldozer piece. It's only a 7+ set, so it's not super big to it, and it does have the treads. The off-road racer buggy has four wheels, the full shocks. Not really out of the ordinary for that. You can have shift it and do some shock applications to it. The Neo McLaren Extreme E-Team. It's a smaller set, but I guess that this is one of their excursion vehicles that they do for one of the races or around the world in the desert. Not sure on that one. The Mac Ellie electric garbage truck. So it actually it's an electric vehicle that you can turn the wheels and the trash is grabbed on the side and dumped in, which somebody did that in small Lego form before. And I think Lego did that too. It's really cool if you like dump trucks. John Deere 9700 forage harvester. So a full on harvester. My nephew's really big into the John Deere, so this is a really nice one. And the Neo McLaren Formula E Team, so the electric McLarens, and it's 453 pieces, so one of the larger sets that has just the turning the wheels of it. The Kawasaki Ninja H2R, another one of the motorcycles that they've done. So that's Technic line right now. There's definitely more Technic, of course, coming, but I think that they've branched out, especially with the garbage truck and some of the racers still on the McLaren side. So we'll see probably more focused from there. Lego Technic is also doing their own space versions or space sets, and they're really cool. I think this is a really fun way to adapt the Technic genre, not only from the car and vehicles, but similar things now in the Technic side, because they've done some aviation stuff before. Surface Space Loader LT78. It's a four-wheel vehicle that has a raised cockpit and the wheels, so it can actually shift side to side. That one's really cool. You can also change it up and have it lowered or raised. The Planet Earth and Moon in Orbit Mobile. Wow, I couldn't say that for the life of me. It's got a sun, the Earth tilted on its axis with a moon going around it. And if you twist it, and it'll actually have that full rotation and everything. Not sure if it's accurate to the 365.25 days, but I think that it's really cool. They having the Earth in that Technic scale. I wish they would done the Ideas modular. That's the entire solar system and 99.9% accurate for its rotation. But I think that's they've done an excellent job with that. The Mars Crew Explorer rover, so a larger scale rover, six wheels, and it's got a full size cockpit, not made for minifigure scale, more in the larger scale. And does have a cool connection piece that you can load up different cargoes on top of it. The VTOL heavy cargo ship LT81. So VTOL is vertical takeoff and landing. This is also pretty fun where they have the actuation to it and you can put a full rover and different cockpit pieces inside. I love this. This is wonderful. I can't believe that they've done this and it hasn't taken this long. They've done Mars once before, different real space stuff, but this one's brand new, unique, and the Technic line should expand like this to other areas. We got two Lego Star Wars sets coming. One I hinted to last was the Battle Pack, and this one is the Clone Trooper and Battle Droid Battle Pack. So we've got four Clone Troopers and five droids, and it does have a spider droid that's walking around. You've got the different speeder, the droid speeder that they have, and a speeder that's a two-person speeder for Clone Troopers. Continue to build your army. Then they have a 4-plus set, which is the Crimson Firehawk from the Young Jedi TV show. And it's got some, I don't know any of the characters, but the L383, it's $50. And it's probably one of the more expensive sets if you've watched the Young Jedi. And I need to get my niece and nephew into that so that they can know Star Wars a little bit better. We talked about the Harry Potter sets before, or this past week, but something that they've changed, they're doing, instead of those little chocolate frog cards that they had for the last series, they're doing portraits. So the portraits are going to come in each of the different sets, and they're going to vary, definitely something to collect and try to get all the sets so you can have all those portraits and maybe put them in the moving staircase room, which I don't know if they've done a set like that for a while, but if they did, that would be a really fun set to have. We've got two new Speed Champion sets, the Mustang Dark Horse and the Audi S1 e-tron. And what I love about both of these is they've got some brand new pieces. One in particular is a 1x2 tile with a wedge piece at the front, and it's transparent, so that's used for the lights. That's so cool. They always have some really unique pieces because they have to have those small details in such small cars. There's also one other set that is the Mustang GTD, and it's got a scoop nose to it and a full fin or tail on the back end. There's a new mask coming out, and it's kind of like the helmet series, but they call them masks in the Marvel series, and this one is the Lego Spider-Man mask. Now, what's different about this is it's a lot of large-scale pieces, so it gives that curved face to it. I think they got some backlash for the Iron Man because it really wasn't that much, but we've got these really nice curved eye pieces, and then the top and the front face, large pieces that are just printed so that they have the webbing shape to them, because that probably was really hard and couldn't really do with bricks and not look that bad. And it has to be buildable for a lot of different age groups. It's $70 at 487 pieces and will come out in the 1st of January. But it is already up for pre-order, and there is a link in the description for you to go and do that. Lego is adding on to its latest line, Dreams, with a bunch of new sets. There are a few that we can call out here. Mato's off-road car. It's a pretty basic car and a little alien with some purple hair. The Izzy's Narwhal hot air balloon, which is pretty funny, where it has a narwhal size, I guess, blimp area that is going to lift her up as a balloon. We have Mr. Oz's space car. It looks like a standard car, like one of the speed champions, but now instead of wheels, it's got lifting off and doing other space things. Zoe and Zion's the cat owl, so it's an owl face with a cat style body and some wings. And then the Sandman's tower, which is the largest one with a crystal in the top with these cool gear size things on the sides and a lot of gold pieces, so that's nice to add on to the gold structure that we already have. Dreams is very successful as they continue in their TV show, and a lot of kids definitely like it. Our neighbor came over and told me about the entire first season, so I'm looking forward to seeing how they continue to add this on and have success with this new line. The LEGO collectible minifigures has officially been revealed with the newest sections of, you know, there's a mushroom kid, there's the goat that we've talked about before, and I'm looking forward to seeing this on January 1st with all the minifigures because there's so many detailed ones, as you can see in the photo, that I think are just going to add a bunch of new details to anyone's collection of minifigures. LEGO's also released their newest, I guess, small flower set. This one is the cherry blossom branches, and the branches themselves are pretty simple. They do have the egg-shaped form, so it looks like cherry blossoms. We've got the darker pink and then the lighter pink. And having these just two, you just add a few more on. Maybe you'll create a full cherry blossom tree to add these branches onto. Disney has also partnered again to create the mini Disney Ariel's castle. Ariel has her golden castle, and I talked about this pretty quickly on Instagram, where it has a Ariel friends figure instead of minifigure, so I was a little confused on why they did that instead of having one of the minifigures that they've had. Now, they don't really usually put minifigures, although they did Mickey Mouse, but then the Agrabah, they did not put Aladdin, so I don't really know why they've changed things up this way, but it will be $60 and available on January 1st. Ninjago also has its newest sets coming out. We've got the Koi's Rising Dragon Strike. So it's a small figure that has a dragon head and a little bit of wings to it, similar to 1, 2, 3 other ones as well. There's the RN's Battle Mech, another mech where you can have your minifigure ride in. And there's one, two, three other ones. Well, there's actually quite a few of those. And then we've got more dragons. It's just, it's a lot of them. I'll post the pictures in the description. You could look at them. But that's just a lot of dragons and mechs to really break it down into. Disney has also revealed some of its newer sets with Aurora's Forest Playground. It's a small poly bag. We've got Belle's Storytime Horse Carriage, Elsa's Frozen Treats, Elsa's Frozen Castle, so the one that we see in Frozen, Rapunzel's Tower, and Snuggling Duckling Bar, which I think is pretty funny. The Disney Princess Market Adventures, so there's also a lot of to have from the Disney line, especially in the Lego Friends style. Not minifigure scale, and they've been doing that a little bit for the 100th anniversary, but surprised they didn't do more of that here. And we also have the newest of the bouquet series, the Rose Bouquet, which I think is beautifully done, and I'm surprised it didn't happen earlier. It has three types of roses. We've got the just before bloom, blooming, and the fully bloomed. It also comes with baby's breath, which you can add on to having a beautiful bouquet, and I think that they've done an amazing job to have this perfectly ready for the Valentine's season or whenever you want to give somebody a gift of roses, which I'd love to get this one, I think, because I think it just embodies the classic that, well, as a bouquet that most of us would get. And the last is we have some Minecraft sets. We've got Minecraft Steve's Desert Exploration. So we've got one of those flying creatures that go over the desert. You've got a camel and some shelter to it. The Legend of the Devourer Showdown. So we've got, I guess, a devourer, which is a large scale set that's used to, well, devour the Minecraft, and the Nether Portal Ambush. So a nether is one of those floating creatures, and there's a portal so you can go down into the different section. What I like, there's a warthog to it, looks like a Minecraft Pumbaa. And the frog house looks like a frog, so I guess they built it into a house. The turtle beach house, similar, looks like a turtle, and it's got some features to it. But they're continuing to expand on Minecraft as you get more creative. They're going to look online, see what you built, and maybe they'll have that built in Lego for the next round. And the biggest news, which we talked about last week, Fortnite has officially released their newest edition with Lego and the Lego skins. There's a cinematic trailer, which I'll post in the description, where you can see the evolution of, you know, dropping in, and this time it's converted all to Lego. So there's buildings that are done in Lego. Your minifigures have different skin. Your characters have Lego skins now. The parachute is turned into Lego, which a Lego designer that I know has actually built it, Brick and Nick, and he's been on the show. And I think he was also on Lego. Yeah, he was on Lego Masters, I believe, season 3. So that's pretty fun. And you can see all the different skins and different things. And to speak on the skins, there are over 1,200 skins you can get. So that's insane. There's so many creative ways that they've done these minifigures with new prints and different heads and artwork and all that to make it as unique as possible, because that's what Fortnite is. There's so many different skins you can purchase and change, that why not do that in Lego form? Now, if Lego doesn't do these in collectible minifigure series, either 1, 2, or 17, they're completely missing out, because this is a huge area that they can grow into. We haven't seen any sets released for the Fortnite, as it's just in the game now, but it's definitely something that they should look at in the future. Because we talked about it today, Fortnite is officially available in Microsoft Store. It's already there, so you can go and purchase that and begin playing. But it's pretty loaded. The queue is loaded. They've actually had it crash because there's so many people trying to get in to play Fortnite and experience the Lego of Fortnite. Having these different skins, seeing them collecting, having the play. We're going to get a lot of videos on YouTube of people playing the game. So I'm excited to see what it looks like. I played Fortnite maybe for a month, but like, I know it's still huge. This could draw a lot of people into play. And now our final bit of news is, being the Christmas time, we already saw New York open. It's the New York Legoland open for Christmas, and there was a tree lighting ceremony actually in Legoland, California. This was done by some, you know, well-known actors for the Hallmark Channel. Not really. There's Elliot from The Unreal and Niven on Life to Live, Hallmark Movies Mystery, as well as the Crosswords Mystery and the Jim Gaffigan Show. ended up going to there and having a ceremony for the lighting of the tree. And they talk about their little minifigures. And they also talked about raising for the Ronald McDonald House Children's Charity. And they received $50,000 from the family theme park itself. So that's really fun, engaging not only in the community to have this kind of event, but also helping out by providing money for the Ronald McDonald Foundation and helping in the holiday spirit of giving. And that's all the breaking news we have this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast as well as our YouTube channel, because this is a YouTube video as well that'll go up. You can check that out on our YouTube at Back to Brick on, well, YouTube. And the podcast you can subscribe to. You can also help out on the Patreon, become a patron, and support the podcast from the back end. Get the episode really early and have some ad-free sense and communication. And I always post a lot of my models. So I actually did the alien Nostromo in a mini scale. I retro-engineered it from somebody else's design. So I'm not taking credit. I just retro-engineered it. But I created the file. So if you want to, you can build it. But now we're going to get into our set review, and this week's set is Santa's Sleigh, set 40499. It's a 9-plus set, 343 pieces, and you'll get 260 insider's points, or you'll get 520 because it's double VIP points, if you can find it, and I'll tell you why. It has 124 reviews at 4.5 stars, and it's $40. But online, it's back-ordered until January up to January 6th. You could get it earlier or not, but not in time for Christmas, but you can have it ready for next Christmas, which I have mine. I just have to find it so I can build it. Now, it does come with four reindeer, Santa, of course, and his sleigh. There's different packages that they put in the back, from skis to teddy bears to a guitar that was used from Miguel in the collectible minifigure series, and then a naughty or nice list that Santa gets to hold. The sleigh itself is it's pretty big. It does have the standard sleigh design that we think, with the curved front and the red and gold featuring to it, having a secret compartment in the back, so a trunk where you can put it in. It even has a license plate that is 54974. Not actually sure. There's definitely something behind that. And then there's a map inside where Santa's going to look, of where he's jumped all across the world to give gifts to people, which that's really fun. And I know there's even a mechanical version of JK Brickworks did, where you can actually have the reindeer kind of flying around, and I believe it's free, but I'll double check and I'll post it in the description so you can go check that out. Maybe you'll add onto it and build having Santa's vehicle fly through the air with the reindeer pulling him. It's very magical. You'll get a gift. You can buy this if it's in your local store, and adding it to your holiday scenes, maybe even putting it on one of the roofs of your city if you've already built one, is a way to give that holiday spirit. And that's your set review for this week. Thank you again for coming to the podcast. Make sure to check out our merch, and I'll leave you as I always do. Get creative, get out there, and go build something. Get creative, get out there, and go build something.